The Cloth of Dreams, Fairy Tales for Young Children, written by Sally Grindley and read by Jane Copland.
The Cloth of Dreams by Jenny Korolec. There was once a boy who was getting ready to visit his grandmother when he tripped on his cloth of dreams and tore it. His grandmother had made the cloth of dreams and spread it over his cradle when he was born. "It will keep the dark night things away," she said to his mother, "but only, of course, until he is big enough to forge his own courage." Thanks to the cloth of dreams, the boy had never yet known a bad night, but there it now lay, with two large holes in it. "Never mind," said his mother. "Give it to your grandmother, and she will most surely mend it." But when the boy got to his grandmother's house, he forgot all about the torn cloth of dreams. In the garden, the swing was waiting for him under the apple tree. The doves were calling to be fed, the goldfish were blowing bubbles in the lily pond, and the sundial was telling him it was supper time. In the kitchen, the table creaked with all his favorite food, salty and spicy, sugary and sweet, hot and cold and fizzy. In the bedroom, the pillows were punchy, the mattress was bouncy, and when he drew the cloth of dreams up to his chin, his grandmother lit a candle and told him the kind of stories he liked best, stories with rhyme and without reason. So, of course, the boy forgot all about the torn cloth of dreams. But his grandmother had seen the holes, and, as she made her way to her room, smiled sadly to herself. When the boy fell asleep with moonlight on his face, a chain of nightmares came out through the holes in the cloth of dreams, and, as they were new to him, he was quite helpless in front of them. A frightful hag chased him through a wood full of leafless trees, with branches like claws, and caught him and tickled him with long, stabbing, bony fingers. He pulled himself away. But no sooner was he free than he fell into the jaws of a huge fish. Down he fell into its hot, steamy belly, which was so big the boy could stand up in it. He shouted and shouted for his grandmother, but no sounds came out of his mouth. When at last the fish opened its toothy jaws, the boy fell out with a crash and landed on a frozen puddle. Suddenly he woke up and found he was lying on the floor, shivering, with the torn cloth of dreams beside him. Then he remembered the holes and what his mother had said to him. "Give it to your grandmother, and she will most surely mend it." So the boy picked up the cloth of dreams and opened the door of his bedroom. But oh, how dark the landing was, how big and dark. The moon had disappeared behind a huge cloud. His grandmother had taken the candle with her, and if there were other lights, the boy did not know how to find them. He could see the light glowing beneath his grandmother's door, but that only made things worse, because he could make out shapes all around him, uncertain shapes, which might be the things that were there in the day, but might be things which came in the night. The boy was afraid to turn back, and afraid to go on. His body trembled, and his teeth chattered, but he fixed his eyes on the glow from his grandmother's room, and set forth with his fears across the dark, shape-filled landing. He stubbed his toes on one strange thing, and hit his elbow on another. Each step he took made a fearful creak. Something sighed in the curtains, and for a moment he lost sight of the light. But suddenly he was there, in the doorway of his grandmother's glowing room, holding out the torn cloth of dreams.
"Horrible things came through these holes," he said, "and I made a dark crossing to come to you. Please, will you mend it?"
"With your help," said his grandmother, "I most surely will."